Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, and my guest today is Caitlin Sanders, the new Marion County Fair Queen. And Caitlin, the pageant was last Saturday, and can you explain kind of the build-up going into it, what you were thinking as you got on stage, and kind of what happened overall in the competition? Because I know there's a stage part, but there's also an interview part beforehand that people don't see. So kind of talk us through the day.
Yeah, well, Saturday all day I was nervous up until I got to the church. We kind of chilled for a little while and watched movies down in the basement. And then when it was time for our individual interview, I went in and I was fine. I didn't have any nerves. The judges really eased the nerves out of me. And then after that, we had group interviews consisting of three or four people. And while one group was being interviewed, we worked on our stage competition of what we were going to do. And after the group interviews, we did the stage competition, and it was just, I wasn't as nervous as I thought I would be. I don't think everybody was nervous. We all did a good job. It was a great time.
What kind of things get asked in those interviews?
Well, my individual interview, we got asked on our applications, what we sent in. They asked us to describe some things that we put down and why. And the group interview, they threw out topics for us to discuss with each other and somewhat with the judges, but more of a discussion with each other. And we got asked a question on our application at the stage competition, and then they added a pop-up question that we hadn't known about at the stage competition too.
And what was that?
It was, if you represented Marion County at the state fair, what would you bring to represent Marion County besides your, well, an item, and why?
And what did you say?
I said a tulip, because it represents how beautiful Marion County is, and it also represents Tulip Time, which is a big event that takes place.
All right. And you had also two other people from Pleasantville competing against you, and I don't know, you probably know them pretty well.
Yeah.
Was that interesting, or like, explain how that was. Was there a little bit of friendly competition?
Yeah, friendly competition. I think we all were just going in there for the experience and the fun. And one of the girls I saw all the time, we were on dance team together, and we just talked about how excited we were. And the other girls in my grade, I didn't see her that much just because of my schedule. And we were just friendly competition. It wasn't anything too serious.
All right, and so now we're going into the Marion County Fair, and you have a full schedule of
events.
Yes,
I do.
What are your first appearances coming up here?
At 10 o'clock, I have to be at the pet show, and then right after that, I have to be at the dog show to give out awards.
And then you'll be at the Pinewood Derby tonight?
Mm-hmm,
and then,
yes.
What events are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the baby judging contest on Sunday and handing out trophies at the races. I did that last Saturday night, and I liked that too.
All right. Actually, let's go back to last Saturday again. Mm-hmm. At the stage competition, you guys are completed, and then you get the crown. Can you explain what's going through your head when the crown is placed on your head?
Well, I actually had no idea. Like, everybody, there's such good competition that I just really had no idea. I was shocked, and I was very happy and excited.
Did you, like, cry?
No, well, I wasn't crying, but my grandma was. My grandma was bawling, so, like, then I hugged her and started to cry. My little brother, he's 9, and he was pretty excited for me.
That's cool. And so now you can also get ready to go to the state fair.
Yeah.
And obviously, Lacey won last year. Does that still add a little pressure to you, you think?
Yeah, it does a little bit, but I'm just going to go in with what I know and what I've learned, hope for the best, and just have fun.
Have you talked with Lacey a little bit about what to expect already?
I have not, because she's been traveling, so we have a date set up to go have lunch and talk it over.
All right, so what about this whole experience overall do you think that you're looking forward to the most? You have the whole fair here, going into the state fair, then that competition too, and probably just, overall, over the next year, you're going to be asked to do a few things here and there as the representative of Marion County. What are you looking forward to the most?
I think just meeting new people and representing Marion County in as many ways as I can.
Okay.
And the experience at the state fair of public speaking, getting interviewed, that'll help me in the future with jobs.
Anything else you wanted to add?
I would like to thank the fair committee for everything they did, the setup, what they got together for the gift bag that they gave me, and I'd like to thank the judges and everybody else who supported me, my family and my friends.
All right. Well, that's Caitlin Sanders, the new Marion County Fair Queen. She's been our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.